Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back. Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Saturday, August 26th, 2023. It is about 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 4 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be a trigger to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Now, I don't know what it was. It was so long ago, like August 5th. And I do apologize for not doing any picks on the podcast here recently. But we've been doing a lot of stuff, other stuff on the YouTube channel. And I'll give you that more of that later. But this is week zero of the college football season. And you know, we come out there trying to get, you know, a nice little bag to start the year off, all right? you're going to have plenty of time to get to it, because our first games, all our games start at 5:30 p.m. Eastern and later, all times Eastern, on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, all right? So without further ado, let's just get right into the action. All right, because now these numbers that I'm giving you, these were at the time I got them. They might be different by the time you post, because I got mine like a week ago. I was so excited about college football. All right. But first game we got UTEP at Jacksonville State. UTEP Miners, you know, they're starting to get busy a little bit here, you know, for the smaller Division One football teams. You know, they you know, they ain't been in Division One very long, but they 2 years ago they came along pretty decent toward the end of the year. Last year, expected to do a little better. Started off a little bit kind of shaky, then they picked it up at the end of the year again. And this year we're gonna see what happens to them. They're a 1-point road favorite at Jacksonville State, who is their first season at the FBS level, and they're coached by none other than Rich Rodriguez, former Michigan coach, the former West Virginia coach, the former Arizona coach. This is like his sixth stop as a head coach. And one thing he's always done, he's always had good offenses. You know, just some of those, you know, Michigan, West Virginia. He left West Virginia to go to Michigan. In Arizona, you know, those, you know, they just wasn't able to sustain it over there. But they always have a good offense, and trust me, they're not going Division One FBS without knowing that they can recruit good offensive players to score. And that's why I like this game to go over 49.5. Now, the spread right now is like 54. I think it's going to go well over that, but I had got it at, it was 52 when I got it, and I got it at 49.5, and I said minus 210, so of course I'm putting another half a unit on that to make up some, all right? But yeah, we're going to take that UTEP, Jacksonville State, we're going to take that game to go over 49.5. All right, now the second game, it's at 7 p.m., and it is Ohio Bobcats, not the Ohio State University, but the Ohio Bobcats. They're going to South Southern California, take on San Diego. You know, they're damn near in Mexico. But they're taking on San Diego State out there. And let me see, the Ohio Bobcats, I mean, you know, Frank Solich, and, you know, just that's a damn solid program for a Mid-American Conference program, for a non-Power 5 conference. They're pretty solid, the Ohio Bobcats. They've been to a bowl four out of the last six years, okay? And, you know, San Diego State, they have a good running game. They've always had a good running game. And they used to chuck it a little bit, but now they don't, not as much. But they play, they have a good defense. They have a solid defense, but they have a really good running game that gets out chunks. All right, that's what they try to do. And I got the total at 46. I got it at 46. I think at the time it was 49. But I got it at 46, and that's at minus 157 odds. Of course, I'm adding a half a unit to that. But 24-27, that's what this game will finals finish at, you know, or maybe they both get 30 because Ohio will get, they'll chuck it and make them chuck it, all right? So we're going to take that game to go over 46, okay? And also, we've got UMass at New Mexico State, and that's at 7 p.m. as well. UMass, you know, they're one of they're in the morass of Division I FBS teams. Not very strong, never have really been since they've been a football program. Division I AA. I don't know how they even got to Division I, but you know, new coach, and you know, he's got a good defense. I forget his name, but he's known as a defensive coach. And they're going to need it because they don't have any offense. I mean, they only scored like 16 points a game last year. Okay. Sorry about that. There's a fly on me. Sorry about that. And then New Mexico State, I'm telling you, they were solid last year in their, like I said, their level, you know, non-P5s. They were solid, especially toward the end of last year. I think it was Liberty. They upset. No, they scored like 50 points on them. Like, they can score when they come to play. They can score. They've got the pedigree. They've got the personnel. And the odds makers have New Mexico State -7. I pushed it up to -9 because I think they're gonna win by a touchdown and a field goal. But I got it at -103. Right now, -9. New Mexico State -9 will get you +116. So, 116. So, that'll get you some plus money if you take it at -9 and it hits, all right? So, I'm still taking New Mexico State -9, okay? And two more here. We've got at 7:30, we've got Hawaii coming onto the mainland. That should be a clue right there. What are we thinking? Okay, they're coming on the mainland and going to take on Vanderbilt. Okay, Hawaii, you know what they are on the mainland. They don't come to the mainland and show up very well, you know, and they've never had defense. They got to chuck it a little bit just to get players out there, just to show, you know, that it'll be fun out there to come out there and play. You know, who wants to go play at Hawaii? You know, your mama can't come see you in person when you're at home. You know what I'm saying? That means it's a damn really, you know, to come see you is a damn real live vacation because it costs a grip to get out there. All right. And then Vanderbilt, they're down in the South in the SEC conference. Now they're in the SEC East. You know, they're dealing, you know, with Tennessee, the likes of Tennessee and Georgia. You know, they can't compete with them right now. They probably never will be able to, but they usually compete with the Kentuckys, the South Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? They can compete with them for the most part. And they're going to be, and one thing about this game is the same as the previous three that I talked to. These games are being played in 94 degree or higher heat. Defensive players will suffer in that. offensive players, they're going to execute, you know, a little better because the defenses are suffering. The defense should be executed a little bit better in the early part of the season as the offense tries to see, you know, do personnel and whatnot. But the offense does execute well when the defense starts floundering because they're fatigued. So we're going to go ahead and take Vanderbilt. They're minus 17. I took it down to 13, you know, figured it won by two touchdowns. I probably don't need to give up any more points. But I did, and I got it at minus 167. I think right now it's at minus 169. Might be 175. No, it's 169. But we're still going to take it. Just going to add half a unit to it, all right? So Vanderbilt minus 13, okay? And then lastly, 8 p.m., we got reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams and the USC Trojans taking on in-state rival San Jose State at 8 p.m. Good God. I tell you what, as far as Division I programs in the state of California, San Jose State might be at the bottom because they just don't have it. I don't know why they just don't have offense. All them damn people out there, you can't find a damn quarterback to recruit you to your program. You know, they do got solid defense. The last couple years, they had some decent DBs, San Jose State. I'm not saying they were NFL quality, but they were decent. And then, you know, you got USC, you got Caleb Williams. You know he's got he won the Heisman, so you know he's got heat all around him. Receivers and everybody, all right? And I think that USC is going to bludgeon them. USC is favored by 31 right now. When I got it, they were only 30. Might have even been 29.5. I got it, and I got them at 27, minus 27, four touchdowns. All right? And I said minus 165 when I got it. Now, minus 28 is minus 175. All right? So, of course, you're going to have to add a half a unit to that, you know, like I did. All right? So, let's recap. Okay? The 5:30 Eastern, UTEP and Jacksonville. We're taking that game to go over 49.5. Okay. Ohio and San Diego State at 7. We're taking that game to go over 46. Okay. Also at 7, UMass and New Mexico State. We're taking New Mexico State minus 9. At 7:30, Hawaii at Vanderbilt. We're taking that game to go over 7:30. We're taking Vanderbilt minus 13. And then San Jose State and USC, we're taking USC minus 27. All right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back next week with week one. We'll be here for all the college and NFL season, all right? We're back permanently for right now for the football seasons, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. Don't forget, check me out on YouTube, the Betting Public Sports Show. There will be a video podcast up later this morning, about 10 a.m., okay? And make sure you like and subscribe to that because, you know, sometimes when I don't do something on there or sometimes when I don't do something on here, I'll definitely have a video podcast up. I like seeing my pretty self, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.